Down, sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Abbey Daily with me, Abbey Roberts. It's Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2024. Bloody hell, it's only fucking Tuesday. I thought it was Friday. The Good Friday Agreement. Oh, honest to God. Yes, quite a busy day. So, TNT, thank you everyone for tuning in to the Abbey Roberts Show, 8 o'clock this morning. It was very enjoyable. Quite a weird... Well, I didn't have a great sleep last night. I've got to be honest. I was... because I just go to bed early-ish, sort of find myself getting a bit tired, then go to bed. And then, of course, I wake up and it's a ridiculous time, like, I don't know, 2 in the morning. And then I'm like on my phone going, oh, what's happened there? And blah, blah, looking at this, that and the other. And then find myself kind of dozing a bit, wake up at 4 and then go, oh, no, at 4:30, I've only got an hour till I get up. And you know what it's like when you're lying there and you're going, oh, just go to sleep. Go back to sleep. You've got to get to sleep. So, yeah, a little bit tired today in the show. I mean, to be honest with you, it doesn't really hit me until... maybe 6-7 in the evening when I just think, wow, okay, yeah, you haven't really had a lot of sleep. I mean, it is good because I do, if I'm sort of awake early-ish, you know, like sort of 5 off, then I can like look on my phone and do a bit of prep, see things that are possibly pertinent to the guest or to the show, you know, something topical. So it's okay. It's not the end of the world. It's just annoying, you know, when you think, oh, I could have had a really good, decent night's sleep, but I didn't. So today's guest on TNT was a doctor, Dr. Melissa McCann. So that was interesting. Queensland GP. It was an interesting interview. Chat, I guess, in the sense that she pretty much went along with everything until the, I think, end of 2021, when the mandates in Queensland started, the mandates in different parts of Australia, and she wasn't comfortable with the whole mandatory thing. And people that didn't want them, she didn't. Anyway, so she explained all her. And it was just very weird because I felt myself on various occasions going, what? How can you not have thought about or questioned it or, I don't know, even just gone, is this right? What's happening here? So that from that point of view, it was, you know... I thought, right, just, you know, be professional, do your stuff. And found myself talking about stuff like masks and all the rest of it. I didn't mention tests, which is a bit annoying. But anyway, she was the only guest today, which is good, actually, because there's an awful lot to get through. I've realised with 2 guests, sometimes it's 50, you know, it's you get 15 minutes. That's not enough. If you're talking to somebody about... Anyway, so tell us about how you got into ... whatever it is. And then literally, by the time you had the first break, into the second break, or first break rather, after the first break, it's over. It's really interesting how quickly it goes, you know? And I find people fascinating. I really do, genuinely. They don't have to be famous or, you know... it's just their lives. And just talking to this doctor was... very, yeah, just eye-opening from the point of view that when I was saying things, I mean, I did talk about the Nuremberg Code. Jan Newell, thank you for your question in the live chat, which was very, in fact, let me see if I can find it, Jan's question. And as I said to the guest, it's a free speech platform. So we answer the questions. So let's have a little look and see. Sorry. What Jan's... Okay, so this was Jan's question on which I got passed to me on Skype, which is very handy because literally you just get all the... you just get basically a lot of the live chat questions that I can't necessarily read because they go quite fast. So Jan's put, trust in doctors is gone for good. I'm so disappointed in this doctor. Yes, in her words, she did a 180, but not until the end of 2021. How much harm was done in the interval? So thank you, Jan, because like I said, and it was, you know, I'm not going to lie, it was a little bit uncomfortable. Not for me necessarily. Well, a little bit bum clenchy because I thought, you know, trust me, guys, it's a weird situation to be in when you're sitting opposite somebody going, well, come on then. Come on then. What's the explanation? So it's a fine line. It's a fine line between having a talk with somebody that's civil and then she did answer that and she said it would take a long, she said she does acknowledge the wrong that's been done by doctors. I think from memory, I'd have to look back at the interview. I have put a clip up of her on Twitter, but it's a fucking hell. It's the ethics. So I did point out, that's what's good about having one guest, because especially with someone like this, there's so much to talk about. Masks, the craziness of 2020, the first bit of it, you know, like what's going on, and then realizing that something's not right. The ethics of coercion. I did bring up the Nuremberg Code. Like I said, I brought up the violating tenets of the Nuremberg Code. And I think, to be honest with you, I think sometimes when I'm talking to people like that, they're a bit surprised by, well, sometimes how much I know and the fact that I don't fuck about. I mean, I get to the point. I get to the point of what I'm saying eventually. I think for some people, it's a bit like, hang on a minute, I thought this was a comedian. I thought Abby Roberts was, I thought she was going to do, oh, you are awful, but I like you. Oh, with a cucumber. You see, I put people, I sort of not put people on their, off their guard, but there's a little bit of like, oh, but Abby will be fine. You know, she's, and generally I am, I don't want it to be unpleasant for people to listen to and think, oh Christ, well, that was fucking painful. Because I want to hear what these people have got to say. I don't want to shut them down. But as I said, when I read Jan's question out, it's a free speech. It's a free speech. It's a free speech channel. So, and my show's free speech. So if people want to ask questions, difficult questions of medics, it's absolutely within our right to do so, you know? So I didn't, like I said, I was thinking, you know, earlier on, I was talking to somebody earlier on this, this morning, that you're weaving a fine line because you're doing stuff which is of people may not know of interest, like alternative medicines. I mean, at one point I was thinking of saying, well, do we even know that there was such a thing existed as this COVID-19 coronavirus, you know? And then I thought, well, that's going into another, is that useful? No, probably not. I think it's more useful, as I've said so many fucking times, so I'm blue in the face, it's about the morality, ethics, the basics. As I said to Alex Creel as well from Thinking Slow, the coercion, the compelling, the coercion, the force, whatever you want to call it, of these vaccines, that's the crime that we can all go, yes, that definitely happened. 100% happened, because we're all witness to it. And then the second part of it is what was in these various products, whether it's mRNA or whatever. That's the next bit of it. That's more detailed and slightly more complex. But anyway, so we talk, you know, there's a class action going on that she's involved with. We talked about the workers, some of the emergency service workers getting some recognition that they shouldn't have been treated the way they were treated over the vaccines. Apparently, there were and I think Excess Deaths AU has said this, that the idea that it shouldn't have been mandatory, didn't pass, or there was some that wasn't acknowledged or something. It's weird. It's like, well, hang on a minute. Are we going? You see, that's I do seem to remember somebody raising this, that the problem is then that allows for a precedent to be set, doesn't it? For something else mandatory. So that's really, yeah, that's bad. That's bad. Because like I said, you've got to focus on the crime you're talking about, not be airy fairy about it. Anyway, so that's been and gone. But this class action, there's hundreds of people. It's apparently the largest, class action for personal injury in Australian history. So that gives you some idea of what's going on. So people that are listening to this, maybe there are some people listening who don't comment. If you think that it's going away anytime soon, it's not. And many of us have been vindicated. People that said, don't be silly. it's only a couple of people. Oh, you know, this happens all the time. The difference is, this was global and it was on a monumental experimental scale where people were threatened, vilified, virtually held down. I mean, fucking hell. If I was bloody scared and I wasn't even, I didn't have, people ringing me or people at the door, but I genuinely, I was scared enough to not want to go near any doctors at all, well, anywhere near the NHS. That's the reality of it. So when people say, oh, it wasn't that bad, it fucking well was. It fucking well was bad. You know, thinking, people don't like me. Oh God, I felt like a fucking pariah in the GB News station, GB News. I was like, oh God, I feel really like people are just looking at me like, oh, selfish bitch. She hasn't had the bloody vaccine. I mean, imagine how horrendous that is, walking around feeling like a second-class citizen, honestly. So when people talk about the camps, and we did address the camps in Australia, and Dr. McCann, Melissa, did say, oh, yeah, they were effectively concentration camps. And I said, yes, they were. And I've made this comparison before with early 30s, Germany. And the same in Russia, Stalin's Russia, you know, where there was all this, this is exactly the kind of thing it led to. And some of the footage of Australians, the rebels, which I praised people that went against it and didn't behave, didn't comply and went on the marches and, people were there's a wonderful footage of a guy riding a white horse along a road, in defiance, and it's quite moving actually seeing all that stuff, and it's gonna take. I mean, maybe I should have said this to her earlier on, but it's gonna take. taking a long time to rebuild trust is the understatement of the fucking year. I mean, long time, bloody hell. And I did make the point that we shouldn't have, it's not rebuilding trust in this kind of medicine, the medicine of the last 4 years. It's having a completely different attitude to health, the health of a holistic, looking at the person as a whole and their, how to live a good life, a better life. And it's just very interesting talking to this doctor, because even though she was very nice and affable, but still it was I can't describe it other than it's like a lot of doctors I've spoken to where you just kind of go, do you get it? I don't really know. I really hope you do. I mean, maybe who knows what's going on in her, in the back of her mind or internally. I don't know. I can't speak for her, but I'm glad I brought up the Nuremberg. I'm glad I brought all that up because this class action, by the way, guys, I mean, this is the tip of the fucking iceberg. Tip of the iceberg. If you think about it, in one part of Australia, and then there'll be probably others, or almost certainly others, and we should follow suit. If there's lawyers who are going to charge a fucking fortune, come on, pro bono lawyers, where are you? Come on, where the fuck are you, Francis Hoare and others? I mean, really, this should be. Legal people should be clambering over each other if they're awake and understand the crimes that are being committed. I mean, fucking hell. Get a class action together for the injured and bereaved. Unless I've missed something and there's something going on, I don't really, sorry if I'm talking out of turn and people are doing it. But that would be something. So it was, like I said, it's a bit of a roller coaster, you know. Until you're sitting in my seat, in my chair, you don't know what it's like. So I'm on my own in a room, and I've got the camera, and I've got lights and everything, and my computer and little notes in front of me. Just a few bits and bobs and reminders. I'm talking about very, very emotional stuff for a lot of people. And it's bringing back stuff for me as well. I mean, I did I showed the clip of me and Francis with the yellow boards behind Tom Harwood. That clip has resurfaced. And, you know, somebody must have liked that tweet. So that's resurfaced again, and there was some guy who said, this clearly isn't real. What? Are you fucking insane? It's fucking people. It's mad. I often wonder, you know, whether people just do it deliberately to get a rise. Yeah, because me and Francis, we've got nothing better to do than... are they saying that maybe the yellow boards weren't real or somebody had put the writing, they were blank, and then somebody... I mean, it's so fucking insane. That's the bit of the conspiracy... That's the bit of the ultra-conspiracy side that I really fucking gets my goat. That's doing nobody any good at all. Because clearly, me and Francis... I'm not going to be, you know, we're not going to be retweeting that stuff. And anyone that saw it and witnessed it with the press and even saw the whole of the GB News. In fact, Francis has found the whole of the program that it happens on. So it's not just a clip. It's actually a full, you know, the full Monty. And you just think to yourself, well, what are you trying to say? What the fuck are you trying to say? What, the Francis doesn't go out pounding the streets, talking about Agenda 2030. Fuck off. Oh, yeah, and I definitely, I've got better things to do, I definitely haven't got anything better to do than get arrested. And spend 17 hours in a police cell. Yeah, that was definitely on my bingo card. Love it. Delighted. So good. So that kind of annoys me. It's because it's like these people that kind of go, yeah, that wasn't real. That wasn't real. That was. It's like, oh, be discerning, please. Like Francis said, be skeptical. Be skeptical in a broader sense. There's no reason why Francis. There's literally no reason why we would fake it. Fuck. Do you know what? As I'm saying it, I'm like, the world's fucking mad. It's insane. I mean, you can go on fucking GB News. You can go on my Twitter, see what Francis has tweeted. I think it's Tuesday, the 27th of June, 2023. GB News show, and it's Tom Harwood and I think Bev. You can hear Bev. You can hear Bev Turner in the background going, "Oh, I see there are some protesters there." Blah blah blah. She doesn't actually say. She doesn't say who it is. I'm not even sure she knew it was me, but whatever. And yeah, Tom Harwood, what a boot licking prick. Yeah. But that just depresses me when I see these fucking idiots go, "Are you sure it's real?" Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think, sometimes our side, you know, we've got to be careful a little bit that it doesn't turn into a fucking circle jerk until eventually nothing has any meaning at all. And actually we meet the other side in the middle, you know, we actually become them, you know, look into the abyss long enough and it starts to stare back at you, you know? Yeah, fucking weird. So what else is on Twitter? What else is on Twitter? Super Tuesday today. And that's why Facebook is down, everyone. Apparently, Facebook is dying. I'm just looking at me and what I said about France, what I said about the yellow boards. That's on Twitter. I also tweeted earlier on that there needs to be an urgent revolution of thought in the West, starting with facing the fact that it is us and only us who have destroyed ourselves. We abandoned all that is good, beautiful and true, and chose evil, ugly and false. Who's with me? Got quite a lot of traction, that tweet. And when I say us, I don't literally, some people have gone, "Well, I didn't." I'm like, "Oh, God." Yes, I mean it. I mean it in the sort of the royal we, the royal, you know, the us, as in we keep going, "It was China, it was Iran, it was Russia, definitely, yeah, it was definitely those people, yeah." You know, fucking hell, we've got enough fucking Marxists in this country and people that hate, you know, that hate tradition and all that is good, beautiful and true. We've got enough of those fucking cunts in here as it is. We don't need bloody China to encourage us. That was already here. That was already here in the 60s. You know? Nice tweet, Rachel Matthews. She says that before her and her friend Karina, who's her, you know, they do the what do you call it, council stuff together, the council meetings. Before they go to council meetings, she sends this to Karina: "I'm fixing to get in trouble. You coming?" And it's like it's a cute little kid in a Stetson and little tiny cowboy boots. "I'm fixing to get in trouble. You coming?" I like that as a little meme there. So I've got, so lots of people, that's got a lot of traction. And I say revolution of thought in the West because that's exactly what we need. We need a sort of something in the arts. And in fact, Johnny has got hold of that idea, and he's got some really good thoughts on that. And I'll be talking, guess what, about that tomorrow with him on Ways Forward and amalgamating different disciplines. So it's all good. It's all good. I'm just flicking through Twitter. Fucking hell, it's bloody hell. It's very busy today. And, Hayden Appleby's just put one of his clips up, which is nice. Lovely. And I put a little clippy of his as well yesterday. But, so that's all good. So I'll be speaking to Johnny tomorrow and about this. Ways Forward. Like, it's like a renaissance. Like, well, it all starts with thought, speech, ideas, the exchange of ideas, the free exchange of ideas, imparting to children that there is hope, that there is goodness, truth, beauty, beauty, truth, goodness, whichever order you want, that there is value in it. There is meaning. There is meaning. And it's vital that we do that so that we're not, sometimes I think we're in danger of always just with things like the gender stuff, the gender woo-woo, it's always fighting them on their terms, whereas we should be fighting on our own terms, as in, you say this, but we've got this to offer. And I tell you something, our side, what we've got to offer will win. No question. No question. It's just going to take a time, take a bit of time to get it sort of get it together. I was thinking, you know, it might be nice to bring back the, you know, the Algonquin, like Dorothy Parker. Well, the salons, you know, but not make it sort of exclusive, not make it sort of like only a tiny cabal of people meet. I hate that. That's so fucking Oxbridge. No, I'd want it to be much more, well, like We the People. So people can come and join in. And if there's salons, you know, invited and have some readings. Oh, let's have a bit of Ayn Rand, shall we? Yes, lovely. A little bit of Atlas Shrugged. Followed by, you know, whatever people are interested in. And maybe people making little speeches. And I mean, Johnny, I think, put some of this stuff, not about Algonquin and Dorothy Parker. That's just my little dream for there to be, you know, sort of a, not a think tank. No, nothing like that. Be much more accessible and not politicized, not politicized. So anyway, that's just little things that have been churning around the old brain. And I'll be talking, like I said, to Johnny tomorrow. So do join us for Woodrow Wednesday. We'll be delving into that. And also I'll choose a couple of stories that are of interest. Okay, so that's it. That's the end of the pod. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining me. And on Super Tuesday, what's super about it? I know it's definitely Trump, isn't it? Versus, I mean, basically it is, I haven't got a lot of time for either of them, to be honest with you. I mean, Trump's a fucking bungle from Rainbow. Biden is just like a fucking, I don't know, like a, just a kind of decrepit old pedo, if it is even him. And but we may have to hold our noses and have Trump because that's, he may be able to turn America around. I don't know. I don't know. Is America lost? Is the West lost? All these questions. You know, I think it's going to take a bit more than Trump, to be honest with you. But let's see. Let us see what happens. Okay, that's it. Love you loads. Here comes the outro. See you tomorrow morning. Oh, prayer at 11 tomorrow. If you can. Okay, here comes the outro. Down, 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 down. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.